Hello and welcome to the Fit and Fabulous podcast with your host Greg Fearon
and Gillian Davis.
And today we wanted to talk a lot about weightlifting today, especially for the ladies that we coach, isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one thing that does come up a lot, and there's a lot of fear around it, I think, still as well. But I think there is a growing trend that more and more women are turning to more weightlifting, definitely, and just to not fear it, basically. So, but we're here to give you some of the reasons why, you know, why it's really beneficial for women to actually lift weights.
Yeah, and how to start as well. I think we should, you know, just talk about where to start, and that you don't have to, you know, monster weights. You don't have to be like world's strongest woman kind of thing. You just need to start.
Yeah.
Because it can be quite scary, and often one of the big things I hear is people say, I'm intimidated by going into the weight room. So you lift weights, right, don't you?
Yeah, I lift weights. I love lifting weights. Like, I, you know, it was not something that I did maybe, I only really got into it maybe in the last really dedicated 3 years, shall I say, but certainly it's been a progressive learning for myself maybe over the last kind of 10 years, really. 10 years ago, wouldn't have even thought about weights, but, and then progressively it's just become more and more in my training. And I have to say, it has been one of the biggest changes to my physique and to my own strength and abilities as well. Definitely, I feel stronger now than certainly what I did 10 years ago when I was still cardio bunny and running.
What made you kind of make the switch to start lifting weights?
I think it was just more circumstance of what was available to me. So I gotten into more, you know, the circuit training, more circuit based workouts were happening in classes, and it was just where I was living in Sheffield that I got into more circuit based stuff, and that was more, an introduction to bodyweight exercises. So bodyweight, saying obviously push-ups, bodyweight squats, lunges and things like that there. But then, you know, the kind of small portable kettlebells, all that sort of equipment, and probably what you use in your own sort of big camps and things as well, Greg, you know, that style really. From there, just again by my own learning and going to different classes and personal trainers, actually I started to go to as well, got me more introducing into doing weightlifting, and I just really started to learn to do that myself predominantly, because I had some equipment at home that I could do it with, and I was just I got myself how to deadlift and things I got there. So
what do you deadlift?
I haven't got that much at the minute. I'm only reintroducing myself. So I had such a break last year that I wasn't really weight training, so I'm only kind of getting myself back into it. So I haven't got up into any great numbers yet. So, but I'll come back and tell you.
About 6 months, we're expecting to hear what your
my new squat PBs and my deadlift. So
yeah, all right. So listeners, we're going to check this. Yes, you need to stay subscribed and listen so we can check on Gillian's progress.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but, you know, but that even leads to a good point, because I suppose, you know, a lot of the times maybe women would hear guys talking about their, you know, what are the bench or what are the deadlift, or, you know, and, you know, that can kind of almost like, how do we even, you know, get to that? It seems like so far away from where you are starting out. You're like, there's no way I could ever get to that point. But absolutely, you know, it's actually quite a liberating thing, really, once you do crack those things, you know, once you get into it. I think it's quite freeing.
Oh, definitely. And it's weird, obviously, being a man. Just for those of you who are listening, I am a man. we get intimidated by going into the gym as well, because, you know, you often have guys and you're a bit scared and you're like, oh, and they're lifting really heavy. And I just started out with, you know, using the barbell for most of my exercises. 20 kg barbell, that was it. Kettlebells, like you say, love me some kettlebells. Mm-hmm. But I can see for women as well that when they go into the gyms, it's often a secluded area, and there's all these guys grunting and making loud noises, and it feels quite intimidating. But once I found with clients, once they get into the gym and they start lifting, they're like, right, when are we deadlifting again? When are we when are we doing, you know, when are we going to do bench press? When are we going to do this? I want to do that. And like you say, it is a very liberating experience for the ladies that I've coached and I still continue to coach over the years. They all want to be able to advance in lifts and just get stronger. And like you said, it changes your physique massively.
That, yeah, hugely. And I did CrossFit as well for about a year. So, did that at one point. So that really helped as well. Obviously, the big power moves, you know, getting into your snatches, your cleans and things like that there. So, but absolutely, you can bring that right back to the ground roots, you know, to start certainly on the body weight exercises for a lot of women. And really to use that resistance training to help, you know, develop their transformations as well, you know, and help their bodies kind of, you know, prime their bodies and really for moving and for using up the fuel that we're putting into our bodies. You know, it's a win-win situation when you do actually do it. So would you agree, Greg?
Totally. And I also think, and it was interesting, so my training partner, lady called Tamu, she runs a coaching company, and she said to me the other day that, you know, we've been in the gym maybe 3-4 times a week, mainly lifting, but she noticed a carryover into when she was running up the stairs or something, and because I'm not out of breath, we haven't done any cardio. And I think the thing with lifting weights is that you've got so many ways you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
A, never becomes boring. 2, you can adapt it to meet different fitness goals. Mm-hmm. And for your health and wellness, it's probably one of the things that everybody should be doing, whether you're a man, woman, and child. Hey, I'm not going to, I think children should be doing some resistance training, right? So your point on body weight, I think, is a perfect place for most people to start, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So like, you know, you have your basic, so we talk about weightlifting and we always say about incorporating the big moves into, you know, the compound moves. And for anyone that doesn't know, compound moves are basically body weight or how our body moves, but they incorporate lots of different muscles into that exercise. So take, for example, a squat, what we would call a compound move. It brings in like your glutes, your quads, all your leg muscles, as well as your stomach, your core muscles as well. So, and also if you've got a bar on your back as well, you're applying a lot of resistance to your shoulders and upper back as well. So yeah, so you've got to keep yourself upright. So you're really engaging lots of different muscle groups as part of that exercise. So, and you're really tensing yourself up. So, so by doing that, you know, you're basically using more muscle. Therefore you're actually then using up more fuel as well to be able to do those movements. And you know, that's one of the kind of biggest bang for your buck exercises that you can do, as we call it, don't we, in our coochie world.
Yeah. So I think you're right. So I think there's kind of the basics, and I kind of go to people, look, train movements, not muscles, if that makes sense. So mm-hmm. I'd say squat, a lunge or some form of single leg exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come on to why that's important later and we can talk about that. Overhead press, so lifting something above your head. A vertical press, so that's things like bench press and press ups.
Mm-hmm.
And pulling motions. And I think, you know, obviously with some core work, you've got pretty much a template that anybody could use to actually put together either a body weight or a weight training or a mixed type session. Easy.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's just, and it's using all the ways our body can actually move as well. So we're making sure that we're actually using all our joints as well. And that's what resistance training does. It gives us, you know, if we want to talk about health, you know, good bone health, you know, and develops our joints and keeps us mobile and, you know, balance and coordination, things like that, there from whenever we're older. So it really just develops all that and keeps it maintained for us that we can do it.
And I liked your point about the bone health. So I was doing some geeking up the other day, and so sarcopenia, so for the ladies listening, sarcopenia is muscle loss, which is obviously different to osteopenia, which is bone loss. But sarcopenia is where your muscle decreases as you age. I think it's like 5% per decade or something like that, if I'm rightly. So you're losing 5% of your muscle mass every decade. Or about the age of 25 or something, it's just going. And that can have a massive impact on your health. And I think we've seen lots of studies as well that show that if you lift weights, you live longer. And one of the biggest issues around people falling down and dying, and that's really morbid, is that they can't get back up because they're not strong enough.
Yeah. So
it just shows that strength is the basis of everything, especially when it comes to health.
Yeah, absolutely. And as well, you know, for maintaining like lifestyle diseases as well. So, you know, keeping those at bay. So things like type 2 diabetes, absolutely, you know, resistance-based training is needed. So to be able to just keep our muscles primed for glucose uptake from our blood. So, you know, that's what type 2 diabetes is. It's just our body becomes less able to use up the sugar in our blood, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's what we use, you know, our muscles. If we keep them working and keep them strong, you know, they'll just keep churning up and keep those levels at bay. So
I guess the big worry, and that you probably hear this very often as well, is I'm scared I'm going to get bulky.
Yeah.
I attack that is that, look, your muscles give you your shape. Yeah, you have bones and you have the muscle support and they give you a shape, curves and all that kind of stuff. But it's very difficult for, you know, there are some women who are kind of the far exception and they can literally look at a weight and the muscle just goes on. Mm-hmm. But those are probably in the minority rather than the majority.
Yeah.
And I think people do worry about that. So what's been your experience of, you know, you started to lift, you said it changed your physique. What happened?
Yeah, I looked smaller, but I didn't weigh much smaller. So. But it hugely, you know, just being able to actually, doesn't actually take me a lot to develop back, you know, get that back if I need to, because obviously, yeah, if you don't maintain it or if you don't manage your calories, then you'll start to put some fat back on again, and that's fine, you know, that's perfectly okay. I'm not here to have a ripped six pack all year round, no thank you. But yeah, absolutely. And one thing I do know is that it doesn't actually bulk you up. It doesn't. I know for myself it definitely doesn't. So yes, you will develop that kind of stronger look, but you certainly won't develop and that much muscle tissue, and certainly for women it's virtually impossible, because we don't have the levels of testosterone in our bodies that men do that will give us that growth. So
yeah. Go on, Karen, before you get
out. Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, so, you know, and that's one what we call an anabolic hormone. So that's a hormone that helps muscle growth and helps repair and helps our body actually go through that synthesis of muscle tissue. So and we just don't have enough of it to keep growing our muscles that much. So. Compared to guys
too, so. And I think we have this magazine culture. So what happens is people see one woman on Instagram who does CrossFit, but what they don't realize is that she probably trains, I'm gonna hazard a guess, at five times a week, at least twice a day, and she's probably lifting, you know, a decent amount of weight. Probably more weight than I'm lifting right now. But that's how she's got that kind of, you know, quite muscular physique. On the other hand, I've got clients, you know, I had one lady, she's dropped over 30 pounds now. Mm-hmm. We've done no cardio. Well, I guess you could argue that, you know, with things like batter ropes and all that kind of stuff, we've used as cardio, but she's not done any jogging, any running, any of that kind of long distance or less low intensity cardio, all from lifting weight. So, yeah, I think women worry that, yeah, if I lift some weight, muscle's just going to appear. But I'll tell you now, ladies, even for us guys, to put on muscle, it's hard work. Like, seriously.
Slow process as well. It's very slow.
So it's something like a pound a year or something. It's lower than what people think it is. And you often have to eat quite a bit.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Yeah, you do need to fuel it. You need to, you know, you can't just grow tissue from anywhere. You know, you need the energy there to do it. So
if only. Absolutely. If only. you cannot grow muscles in a lab.
Yeah, I know. They will eventually.
Damn it. So, yeah, I mean, just before we jumped on, you mentioned about, you know, kind of hormonal changes and stuff like that as well when it comes to weight training. So,
So, you know, particularly for women, if we're at that kind of transition stage from whenever they're maybe going through the menopause or they're at that stage of their life, you know, that's when obviously our hormones are disrupted again. So, and there's the whole balance, and that's what the transition is obviously the body's trying to reestablish what we call homeostasis. It's that rebalancing of the hormones and our body's metabolism, and everything else gets affected because of that. So by doing weight resistance, you know, I have said it to someone that it is a hormone balancer because of that. You know, it's one, managing our insulin better. We manage our cortisol better as well. So cortisol is the opposite, basically, if you like. It's not an anabolic, it's not, doesn't promote healing, it's the opposite. It reduces healing. So but also, you know, and all everything else that comes into, you know, hormones. So for growing our tissues as well, we have a hormone that's released at nighttime. It's a growth hormone, and that's another one that helps with muscle growth and everything else. So all of these are all affected and impacted. So, and particularly when women start to go through that stage, that transition of, you know, through the menopause, and that, you know, again, it's a big shift. So it's almost like a damage limitation if you can get into it before. Not saying don't do it because you're in it, but, you know, it'll help you then. But if obviously being a bit more proactive and getting into it before you get to that stage will really, really help you and help manage your hormone levels, really. So,
and obviously muscle is a live tissue, right? So you need energy to fuel it. Mm-hmm. So if I remember rightly, it was like 6 calories per hour. I'm such a geek. 6 calories per hour. You know, to maintain muscle mass, right? So it's not massive, but it has an impact.
Mm-hmm.
I think is that, and obviously, as you said, you know, glucose can be stored in muscle tissue. So the more you have available, the more you can store. So how many times a week do you think women should aim to do? There's probably a optimal level. There's probably a, right, I'm a busy director of a company. I'm not going to be able to hit this one. So kind of put people at.
I think the sweet spot is like 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do that and do that regularly, then you will, you know, that'll just be, that's a happy medium, I think. I think that's a happy medium. If you can do 3 sessions a week, then you'll not get fast, rapid results. It'll, you know, I talk about that in sort of over like a 90 days, you'll get a good results if you're looking to kind of reduce body fat and get that appearance. Well, not necessarily get the appearance, but you want to reduce body fat and have that fat loss. You know, if you want to kind of speed that up, then if you hit 4 times a week, but you really have to go for it. Absolutely. If you are happy to take it at a slower pace, then definitely the minimum is 2, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say 3 is definitely the sweet spot. You get a good, just so that you can hit different muscle groups as well and get an all round workout for your muscles every week. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think.
Would you agree? Was that your?
Yeah, I think for me around the 3 times a week for most people. And I guess, you know, as you would with anybody, you look at the time and the availability that they've got to train. Mm-hmm. And obviously.
And the results that they want,
Yeah, and at the speed they want as well. Yeah, definitely. Because. And then, you know, if you've got someone who's, you know, wants to be on stage then they're going to be in the gym 5-6 times a week at least.
Mm-hmm.
Starting out, if you can get 2 good quality sessions in a week, that will get you started. But yeah, somewhere for me, 3 to 4 is ideal. And they don't have to be massively long as well. And I think that's a big misconception that you have to spend an hour in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I've had great results of people doing 20-minute workouts a week, you know, dumbbells, some body weight stuff. I think the key is the intensity and how you obviously structure the workout, but there's no rule that you have to be in there an hour and, you know, the sweat has to be pouring off you and all that kind of stuff. But Instagram tells you that that's what it has to be like.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, and that's one benefit of weight training or, you know, those sorts of exercises, because the focus there, actually, I find it quite a meditative process. So, because you cannot think of anything else. Like, you are focused on what you're doing and everything else, and you're thinking about it, and you're thinking about engaging. You're thinking about, are you set up? Are you strong? You know, before you even get into the moves. So there's a lot of kind of mindfulness, if you like, that goes into actually the training itself. So I find it actually, it's a good little, it's a good kind of meditation. So,
well, yeah, I think people who train often, you know, do class as therapy. It's their time to just, it's me and the bar or dumbbells, nothing else. Got my headphones on. And yeah, I'm going to train. That's it. And yeah. I do think for a lot of people, it is definitely therapeutic.
Yeah. So what would you do? What would you start with, Greg, then, for anyone who's starting out looking at weight training and you see someone else, they've seen someone, I'm going, I really want to do that. Like, where would you go and be their starting point for them?
Okay. It's a real hard one. First of all, I'll tell you why. I
didn't think it was that hard.
Oh, you know, it is. I'll tell you why. First of all, I guess for a lot of people, I would say, look, if you haven't trained for a long time, then come and see one of us. Let's get into it. Let's not get into this, because you need to make sure your technique's on point and all that kind of stuff. But let's just say someone's they've been in the gym a little bit and they know roughly what to do. I'm going to start off with maybe a 6 to 8 exercises. I prefer full body training sessions for most people to start, just because most people don't have the time to do leg day, back day. It just doesn't. No. And that's often what bodybuilders do, because they have that time to spend 2 hours, you know, really hitting a muscle group hard. So, yeah, I think 2 to 3 sessions a week. Try and, if the goal's fat loss, try and keep your rest periods down. And then look for the big bang for your butt muscle exercises. So you look at squat, deadlifts, rows, overhead pressing and bench is probably going to be my go-tos. And then, yeah, I think one of the big things people don't do is record their workouts. Like, they don't actually know what they did in the gym last week. So therefore, you don't know what you did, what you're going to do next week, or how you can improve. So, yeah, what about you? If you've got someone who's kind of that, they're not a beginner, just that they know roughly what to do. How would you start them off?
Yeah, definitely. I'd obviously use the same moves that you're talking about, but I wouldn't start anyone under a bar either. So unless it was like an online person, then obviously I'd need to know their experience as well. But most of the time, you probably could get quite comfortable doing like that, using kettlebells or dumbbells, you know, and doing some squats that way.
Yep,
definitely. Build it up from, and then introducing, you know, using the bench as well, just to give them a bit of extra support as well, or then building them up a little bit more, even into, you get some of those fixed barbells, don't you? And those fixed weight barbells that you can get. They're quite good then as a little transition before you can maybe get yourself under the bar, just so that you've gotten over the nerves of where the equipment is. You know, it's back to that kind of first time in the gym nerves, isn't it? And we always talk about whenever you're going into a new environment, you're like,
what's going on?
I don't know what to do.
So
like you said, you know, a good place to start is, don't even think about putting any weight on the bar, just work with the bar. Get comfortable, find out where, you know, there's tons of videos and everything on YouTube. Take pictures and send it to a trainer, or, you know, of what you're doing. Yeah, absolutely. Video it as well. Yeah, just ask someone to just watch you.
Yep. Yeah, because things like foot position.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be a trainer. Be other guys in there. You know, if you see the guys doing, you know, they're not scary. for any women out there. The guys are not scary.
Yeah, we're not scary. I promise.
They're not. They're just guys actually that lift weights are probably the most chilled out guys you'll find. So.
Yeah, you are actually, because we're there with our headphones on. I think that's what it is. It's the headphones.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of in the zone. So you're like,
yeah.
Just don't interrupt someone when they've got like, you know, 100 kilos on their back or something.
Yeah, so. Can you imagine? I was going to tell you a story there, but I won't. Maybe I will. So just anecdotally, I was in a gym once and I was training with a friend of mine and we were doing a lat pull downs, fairly heavy. And the cleaner walked up, right, and started clean and said to me, can I stop doing my set? And started to clean the machine while I was mid-set. I've never seen anything before in my life. I was like,
no, I can't.
I'm like midway through the pool and I'm like, what? Are you sure?
Yeah. Wow. Like,
oh, really? Yeah. Special. That did really get me. But yeah. There was something else I was going to say just on the back of that. So yeah, I think, for example, perfect way to do this would be like, start with a body weight squat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then you can maybe go to prisoner squat. So hands behind your head, chest up, all that stuff. Then go to goblet squat. So. Then you could go dumbbells here, or you can do dumbbells here. And then you can work up to, you know, the bar. But for me, it's almost like martial arts. You have to kind of earn the belt. Of moving up to the next exercise. You can't just go, right, I'm going to barbell squat tomorrow.
No. Absolutely. And it's not to be feared either, because those movements are what we do every single day anyhow. So we squat constantly in and out of, up and down a lot anyhow. We're constantly, you're picking things up off the ground. We're probably deadlifting more than you realize, or, you know, putting things up above your head. It's, you know, these are not movements that probably we don't do enough, but we should really do more. Just again, come back to our joint health and keeping things moving. So,
well, yeah,
biggest problem with our muscles is our joints and frozen shoulders and things sometimes, as well as just lack of actual use.
Yeah, lack of strength. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's like the '60s and stuff that there were a lot of women who were lifting. They were barbell lifting. And then somewhere it just got a bit confused. And then Jane Fonda came out.
Yeah.
And then what was that other person? Tracy Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Says that you can't lift more than 3 pounds or you'll get bulky and your muscles will shorten.
Oh, God, right. She was a very big celebrity trainer, though, wasn't she?
Tracy? Yeah, she still is. She still is.
Oh, she still is, is she?
Yeah, good outro and Goop and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, women.
Oh, totally lost it.
Yeah, women aren't supposed to lift more than 3 pounds.
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to carry babies? I don't know. You know. So
that reminds me of a story as well that I had one time with a client, and you know, I was getting her to, and we were building up, and we were doing more using kettlebells to get more squats in, and building up the goblet squats as well, and I was getting her to use kettlebells and lift up the 12 kilos, and I saw her wince. You know, this is like 12 kilos, because I went from the 8 kilogram to the 12 kilograms. Yeah. She's like, oh. And she had a 1-year-old son at the time. So I was like, what does your 1-year-old weigh? And she said to me, and I think he was probably around about, I think I'm pretty certain it was around about 12 kilograms. So, and I was like, going, do you even flinch when you have to pick him up? I bet if he comes with his arms up to you, you don't even hesitate. You just pick them up, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, no different. And so from then, getting the sunshine. anyhow, here we go. Yeah. So from then, she actually then, and didn't even hesitate. She just didn't, kind of just got her over that little block at that moment. So.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? There is a kind of a saying that, you know, often if you give a woman a weight, they'll pick up 50% less than they're actually capable of.
Mm.
And I do as an experiment, and I often say, all right, go on, choose the weight. I'll choose the weight. And then I'll go to their bag, and I'll be like, your bag weighs more than the weight. Come on now, let's. And I think women are very capable of being really strong. I've seen some people, some ladies in the gym, and I'm like, I can't train with her. She's going to embarrass me. So I'm going to go and squat over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Cool. So So yeah, so you know, they're just huge benefits, as I said, and for, I would kind of say, for any women that are looking to do that, you know, that have that transformation, do make 2020 the year that you actually lift weights.
Yeah.
You know, and get into resistance-based training. So start off, if you like, with the body weight stuff, and then, you know, work your way up. Once you've got the confidence and you feel you've got a good grasp of the understanding, the knowledge, you know, even knowing what the names are and things like that, there, that you, once it becomes second nature to you, and then,
yeah,
you know, get yourself under the bar, you'll.
Yes, definitely. So the early message from today is lift some weights, like,
yeah.
There's nothing more. But one thing I'd like to add as well is that I think one of the big things is, so there's probably potentially people that run a lot, who might listen to this podcast. And I had a client who improved her 5K by like 10 minutes or something crazy after training with me for, I think it was 6-7 months, because she got stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, you know, I've had ladies do the London Marathon, Tough Mudders, and they've all said they've done better when they've had some strength training. So yes, you have to do the cardio, get it, totally, that's massively important, but being strong prevents the prevents injuries as well. You can apply more force through your legs. Like, if you're trying to run, you're trying to produce force to push away from the floor. So if your muscles are stronger, they can produce more force. So you can run faster.
Absolutely. And it's more the muscles down at the back, so, you know, than the front. So also someone said today, the muscles at the back are the ones that are the power of your body. The ones at the front are the ones that make you look good. So someone said, I was like, oh, okay.
Is that why it's like between calves?
Yeah. That's very... Cool. So but yeah, absolutely, you know, it's a good point to touch on, you know, for cross training, and it's just even getting that whole, you know, getting that chain reaction to produce that force, as you said, to drive through your running. You know, it's particularly running, like, running is a highly impact you know, activity to do. So again, you know, to maintain your joints and not get those, you know, overuse injuries and things like that, you really do need to protect it, and that's what resistance training will do as well, as
definitely
develop the muscles and protect those
cool
joints and bones. So cool. There you go, lots of benefits.
Yeah,
what's not to love?
Yeah, just get the ladies and guys, if you are listening to this, get lifted. So I guess it'd be good, I think, if we left with our four tips that we did last time. So we're going to make this tradition, I think, four tips that from each of us that anyone can take away from today's podcast. So do you always go first, Bill?
You far away then.
Do you know what?
You've got some in your head.
Okay, yeah, cool. So I guess the number one, for me, technique is everything. Get your technique right and everything will go a lot smoother. Number two, make sure you've got some single leg exercises in there, especially ladies. You're generally more prone to knee injuries, so making sure you've got strength equally on both sides is really, really key. Number three, you're stronger than you think you are, so seriously, don't doubt your capability. And number four, record that stuff, man. Like, write it down so you know where you are, what you're lifting, and then you can progress and move forward. So there you go, four tips from me.
Awesome. So mine would be, you won't bulk. So, you know, women definitely just don't have enough hormones in their body to, or testosterone maybe in their bodies, to actually bulk up. So yes, you will develop muscle and you will get that nice strong lean, but you definitely won't bulk and it won't actually happen. Mm-hmm. My second point as well, like Greg says, just start off with, you know, the basics, getting the basics right, get the movements in there, understanding what those movements are before you even think about getting yourself onto the bar. And do, you know, get help from someone if you do want to. Obviously, there's tons of, you know, some people are happy getting the information off YouTube, but then other people do want that someone there to show them. Even record yourself doing it in a video and just send it off to someone and just ask for help. But, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would be more than willing. What else as well? Yeah, you're going to need lots of recovery as well. Once you do, yes, you know, our muscles need that stimulation, but also the recovery is probably more important, I would say, because, you know, you have to get your sleep on point, and that's really when your muscles do recover and do go through the growth and everything else afterwards. So if you don't, you know, all your efforts will go to waste if you don't actually get your body to recover properly. So definitely get your sleep in. We didn't really talk about that, but that's one thing.
I think you know, muscles aren't grown in the gym, they grow out of the gym
when you're
sleeping and recovering. So yeah, that's a fantastic point. That's a fantastic
Absolutely. And then and just getting into the gym. Yeah, everybody has that fear of going into the gym. So one really great way that I think would be to just go in, find something that you're comfortable with. If it's treadmill, bike, or a rowing machine or something, just get yourself on it, walk through the door, get yourself on it, and then walk at a pace, maybe just to give yourself enough time to have a scope around without being too obvious and feeling like everyone's looking at you.
Yeah.
Until you kind of, you get over that initial panic, those nerves, and just give yourself that time to have a look around and just keep going and showing up and then suss out where all the equipment is and things like that there as well. So just to get over those initial nerves. So
yes, yeah, definitely. So you know me, I know I always spring a question on you.
Okay.
I know you hate this. Right, but it's all right. It's an easy one. What's your favorite exercise in the gym?
Oh,
that's a hard one. Look at this.
Oh, she's pondering. It's a tough one. Or do you actually I like either hip thrusts or I like lat pull down. So
okay, interesting. Okay,
I like doing my lats. I like doing back exercises. Yeah. Okay. I like doing that. I just like the challenge. I don't know. It's kind of a geeky, you know. I like how my muscles engage, but yeah, I get a good feeling. I just feel good about myself when I do it because I feel accomplished. I don't know.
Yeah. Right, so Jill's all about the posterior chain, lady.
Yeah. Good posture. That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Jill's all about that good butt and that back.
Yeah, exactly. Rest. Well, I need it from an apple anyhow. So there you go.
Okay, fair enough.
Lots of jumping and running, so
yeah, definitely. Must is a must.
Yeah.
And then I guess for me, weirdly, is Bulgarian split squats. Now that's my favorite one.
There's something wrong with you. No one ever says that.
I know, weird, aren't I? But there's something about it. I don't know. It's a challenge of it, and then I do all sorts of funky stuff with it. Yeah.
Just hurt.
Yeah, after I've done some of those, I'm always hurting, but
yeah.
Something about
like me. I do them. I have them programmed and stuff, but I just don't like them. But I do them.
Bit too loud. Cool. All right. So
there we go, everyone. Greg is, I don't know. don't know why he likes that. Nobody does. I haven't met anyone that it does. So there you go. That's the first.
That's the first for everything. Cool. All right. That's been an awesome episode. So hopefully listeners will get some great tips. If you do listen to this, especially on Apple, please leave a review, give us a rating. That would be awesome. But yeah, look, keep an eye out for the next episode, which we're going to be getting these out weekly by the sounds of things. So
yeah, absolutely. We're going for it, aren't we?
Yeah.
Everyone, we appreciate any reviews that we do get. So yeah,
sharing is caring.
Get us out there.
Sharing is caring as well. So yeah, awesome. All right, have a great rest of the afternoon. Enjoy the sunshine you got there.
Yeah, I don't know why that's. Brendan's disappeared, apparently.
And the sun comes out.
There you go.
Awesome.
Don't know what happened, but yeah, excellent.
Thank you very much. Have a great afternoon.
Yeah, I'll see you soon.
Bye.